America is being trained to live like prisoners, TSA sticking their hands down our pants, NFL football games, everything is an exercise in being a prisoner. They're training law-abiding citizens to be cowardly prisoner ex-con types. Bob Chapman's riding shotgun with us for five more minutes. Aaron Dykes, you got cut off by the break. Specifically, is security telling you to get out of there? Because I don't want you to get arrested again.
Listen, Alex, security has not told us to leave yet. However, DPS security is on their way to talk to us.
Yeah, so-called security in America to stop free press from actually seeing what they're doing with kids. They are the people that need to be exposed. They are the danger.
But we've also been tipped off that another school bus is imminently arriving. So we're going to try to park and play by the rules so we can stick around and see that happening.
It's just incredible in America. You're going to get questioned by cop after cop, and then they'll finally tell you to leave. Like, you're wrong to want to show what they're doing in America with kids. I would just say, look, I got a First Amendment, but if you want to sit here on camera and say that I can't show what you're doing with these kids, okay, just tell me. And then go. Go. They try to put people in jail for life for filming cops now. This country is run by foreign bankers. I'm just so sick of it. Aaron, anything else you want to add here?
Alex, they're being friendly. They're just here for our security, so.
Yeah, exactly. Roll up your sleeve, take some more shots, cancer rate.
I'm really glad the city's on lockdown.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. They've used this basically to lock down the city, correct?
Large parts of downtown are completely blocked off, yeah. Although, obviously, there's still activity going on.
Yeah, they're using the threat of fake terror to set up martial law in America, and this is all acclamation. Let me talk to McBreen real quick and get his take on this.
Yeah, Mr. McBreen. This is Darren.
All right, Darren, we've only got a minute or two left. I want to get Bob to pop in with a final word, but what's your take on what you're seeing?
You know, it's even crazier than I was expected. We're being told that this drill is something bigger on the scale of 9/11, they said it was even bigger. What authorities are referring to, the word I hear, Alex, is catastrophic. It's what they're drilling for. So we're just trying to get a better look inside. We were told that another school bus is on the way. So Aaron and I are going to try to talk to the authorities here. I think we found someone to talk to and try to bring back some footage.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's why I sent you, because I've learned the biggest drills are in Denver. And every time I've missed it, so that's why I heard another Denver drill that they weren't really making a big deal out of. I said, we've got to get there. So we're catching some key intel. We'll obviously have more tonight, 7 o'clock, and you guys are uploading directly to PrisonPlanet.tv, and you're uploading to YouTube. And if you have to, go to Justin TV. If they start giving you a problem, go right to live transmission. You've got two different transmitter systems, so make sure you do that. Great job, Darren and Aaron. Keep me abreast of the situation. We'll see you 7 o'clock tonight.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Bob, in closing, I mentioned armed troops burn down homes, kill children to evict Ugandans in name of global warming. And New York Times and others say this is part of saving the Earth. Now they have UN World Bank murder forces actually burning and shooting and killing and driving people off their own land in Africa. How's that sound, Bob?
It's been going on for over 100 years. I used to live in Africa. And, you have one war after another, one dictator after another. But the bottom line is really this. Extermination. Getting rid of useless eaters. And that's what it's all really about in Africa. And then, of course, they move in and retake over all the natural resources. You know, they gave them all up to the tribes that lived in the different countries. Now they're going to exterminate them. And once they finish doing that, then they'll take them back over again.
And that was always the plan. Well, the issue here is it's the World Bank and these greenie groups are actually saying it's for the Earth. And then I've got the London Guardian. UN says it's part of the Green Helmet Operation, a new climate abuser force. If you're bad and hurt the Earth, they're coming for you.
And that's right. And you're going to see more of it. And it's all this terrorist concept. If you don't do what they think you should do, you're a terrorist. And you have to be taken away or incarcerated, or you have to be reoriented or reschooled so that you understand why they're doing is
Bob, so you're awesome. We're out of time. See you back next Friday, Lord willing.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. An extremely important transmission lined up for you on this live Friday edition. It is the 23rd day of September 2011. Of course, I'll be back tonight, 7 p.m. Central, with an in-depth analysis of what's happening with the economy. And so much more tonight with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. My head is spinning right now with the news. Obviously, the stock market is continuing the plunge that it began yesterday on word of this new manipulation of the bond market, which, in my view, is a form of quantitative easing, and more signals that official quantitative easing or monetization of debt and issuance of more currency is going to commence. Greek default talk gathers pace. G20 is saying they need another bailout to the central bankers and need Europe to hand over what sovereignty it has left to the private banking cartel. Michael Moore is threatening the rich, saying let's deal with it nonviolently now or it's going to get violent. What the man worth hundreds of millions is actually doing is saying, let's get rid of the middle class and transfer all the money offshore, or we're going to use our communist forces, who are idiots, to rob what's left of the middle class. That's basically what's happening. Pressure from above and below. The ultra-rich use the welfare queens as their army to threaten to burn down cities if they don't destroy what's left of the middle class. And Michael Moore knows full well exactly what he's doing. That's why the establishment puts him out there and finances him. Also, Ahmadinejad obviously spoke at the UN yesterday, and there was a big U.S.-Israel walkout. He brought up the World Trade Center's controlled demolition. As an engineer, as thousands of other engineers have said, it's clearly controlled demolition. So now the spin is you're, you know, an Iranian Revolutionary Guard supporter if you understand the laws of physics. You know, you watch Building 7 fall in its own footprint. You see the police say, get back, they're going to blow it up. The firefighters say there were bombs in there. The deputy head of emergency management says there's bombs. You're supposed to ignore all that and just say, well, Ahmadinejad says it looks like it's a controlled demolition, so it must not be. So the media is seizing upon that. There's just so much we're going to be covering today. Rabbi David Ben-Dori, the new head of Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, a great Second Amendment group, and was sad at the passing in the last year of Aaron Zellman, the director of it. He's going to be popping in with his take on Fast and Furious and some updates on that briefly in the next hour. Then, of course, Bob Chapman is joining us. I went ahead and sent reporters yesterday to this giant martial law drill, and that's what it is. Last year, I sent Rob Dube and Jason Douglas, our reporters, up to Illinois, where they practice putting citizens in the sports stadium and taking over shopping malls, and the military was involved. Same thing's happening here. And I decided to do this yesterday at about 2 o'clock. The guys were on a plane at 6. They'd already shot more than 10 reports last night that are all up at Infowars.com already. Interviews with Homeland Security people, you name it, helicopters, all of it's up there. They're in a school drill right now. But all of this is about creating the perception of fear, about creating the perception that terrorism is real, this new rollout, branding away from Al-Qaeda to domestic, mainly Tea Party, anti-globalist groups. That was going on behind the scenes for years. Now it's a public rollout with the white Al-Qaeda as the new branding. If you don't like globalism, well, A, you must be white because nobody else could be anti-globalist or pro-liberty. So it already divides people and makes a pro-constitution movement white, as MSNBC talking points say, and now Homeland Security. And then not only are you white, which of course is bad nowadays, but you're also a terrorist. So all of that is going on. Continuing, they were reporting 81 agencies. Now they're reporting, we have a sheriff's department document that Kurt Nemo has written about. It's now more than 100. And at the end of the day, it's a fear-mongering federalization takeover exercise. We'll be talking to Aaron Dykes and Darren McBreen coming up. But we'll just get them on both of their cell phones and just see which one is the best from on the ground there. I talked to Aaron right before I went live. It sounded pretty good where he was at. Continuing here, Perry caught in blatant lie over support for bailouts. That's big news. Also, Perry came out in the debate last night and said, look, I am for state and tuition for illegal aliens. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens from California or Oklahoma, if they move to Texas, don't get in-state tuition. Why did Perry support it and got an award from Vicente Fox for it? And he said, you got to have a heart. Really, if I go to Mexico illegally, they will put me in hard labor for 6 to 12 months, literally in dirt floor facilities, and if my family doesn't send money, I will be allowed to starve to death. Mexico admits this. In fact, you can type in, Mexico admits they have harsh immigration laws. Some of the harshest, North Korea maybe is worse. Literally. So can I go down to Mexico and get some in-state tuition? Come on. Give it to me. Oh, no. See, there's this American guilt. There's this guilt. And don't worry, we're bankrupting. We're falling apart. We're a joke. And we've got 800-plus sanctuary cities where the illegals are allowed to drink and drive, do whatever they want. It's on record. So that's all coming up. And Perry's been caught, again, lying and saying he didn't support the bailouts. Mitt Romney supported them. Bill O'Reilly supported them. Who else supported them of the neocondom? Glenn Beck supported them. They all supported them. All of them except Michael Savage. Every single stinking one of them at the key point supported it. Michael Savage certainly isn't perfect, but he will say the government's getting ready to stage terror attacks and that we shouldn't be for the bailout. So I give credit where credit's due. All the rest of them supported the bailouts. And now, 3.5 years later, they hope you don't remember and notice, but Steve Watson's got the video clips and the quotes. Oh, I'm sorry, Perry. Now, all of this pales in significance to the next piece of news by Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is some of the most important news that I have covered in a long time. Now, I remember a couple months ago, the London Guardian and others reported that the UN had announced a new Green Army that will invade countries that, quote, or engage in environmental crimes. Now, if you're a globalist-run system, which is most countries, you can have reactors blow up. They'll just say it's nutritional, splice all the different plants together, that sterilizes all the mammals it's tested on, GMO, it's great, bisphenol A and all the major products, the soup cans, you name it. That's all part of the plan. They're saying they will invade your country. The UN just got done invading Ivory Coast a few months ago, and admittedly, the rebels killed tens of thousands and took over. And it's a UN takeover for the diamonds in that case. Now, the New York Times and others admit this is going on. This article, when you hear this, this is admitted, but they just basically whitewash it. Kind of like this LA Times article, 30,000 mostly black Libyans flee a single town. There are giant mass graves and in some cases giant dead piles of black people, black Libyans. The Al-Qaeda forces that NATO's put in are publicly engaged in a massacre that will soon reach Rwandan proportions. We told you about this 6 months ago. It had begun. Now it's just pell-mell, kill any black you come across. And again, the liberals will have a heart attack if somebody doesn't hand over their bank account. They'll say, give us your bank account, give us government health care, give the foreign banks all your money or you're racist. And whites just slip their wrist and go, I'm guilty. Take everything I've got. Give it to Al Gore. Meanwhile, the UN all over the world is slaughtering, quote, minorities, which are the majority globally. And it's part of a racist eugenics program. And LA Times is just mass murder, total death. New York Times admits it. But don't worry. David Cameron has gone to the United Nations. David, and we're going to Paul here in a moment, into the next segment. He's gone to the United Nations and said, yes, let's invade more countries under humanitarian auspices. So they fund rebels, they rebel, the government fights back, the population fights back, NATO bombs the country for 5-6 months and invades and then slaughters any minority group and then calls it loving and liberal because a peace prize president's running it. After all, he's part black, so it must be good. Again, this is all political correctness, like a sick mental illness. Now, here's the latest news. They invade your country over environmental reasons. They invade your country over humanitarian reasons, having rebels try to overthrow it. Here's Paul Watson's headline, and it's all true. Armed troops burn down homes, kill children to evict Ugandans in name of global warming. And the mainstream news actually says, well, it's for the earth. Line up the family, shoot them, burn them, kill everybody. It's a program to come in and displace the people to, quote, plant trees as part of their carbon allotment. And Paul Watson joins us. We're going to break in a moment, Paul. But what's even more incredible than the UN-backed forces murdering people, Paul, is that the media is like, well, it's okay. This is loving. This is a sacrament of death, Paul.
Well, I mean, just look at the headline that the New York Times puts on top of this astounding story. In scramble for land, group says, company pushed Ugandans out, just gently pushed them out. And then you actually read what the villagers reported was done, burning down homes, killing children, beating people up, threatening to shoot them in the head if they resist, you know, just gently pushing them out. And, of course, this is all being run under the order of the World Bank and other banks like HSBC, transnational corporations. It's called the New Forests Company, and it's basically working with the brutal Ugandan government. They've evicted more than 20,000 Africans and also people in South America from their land. Basically, little warning, no compensation, armed troops turn up, set everybody's houses on fire, beat and kill anyone who resists. There's a report of children being killed in this New York Times article.
But that's a gentle push. That's a nudge, Paul.
Just a gentle push,
and
yeah.
And we wonder why we have 30 million illegal aliens here. This was done in the 80s and 90s all over southern and central Mexico. On record, they came and took land that people have been on for thousands of years under a UN program. They even had rebellions in Yucatan over it. We'll be right back to break this down. This is the loving liberal genocide that you love so much. And they say it's for the earth. Oh, so loving. Oh.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Think about how incredible this is, how off the charts. Cameron and the UN, the Prime Minister of England and the UN, are openly in the news yesterday saying we're going to have more humanitarian interventions like Libya, Ivory Coast, and others. They're talking about Syria. And it's on record the West is funding rebels in all these countries to try to overthrow them. They're going into Libya, and now it's been admitted for weeks, what we told you 6 months ago. They are murdering blacks on site who live in North Africa, who are part of the country. They are killing them. I saw a report where they shot toddlers and killed them yesterday in the Associated Press because their names, last names were Gaddafi. that's basically like Jones or Smith in Libya. Very common name. And they just killed him. I mean, this is what's... They got him at the airport, caught him at the airport. They just lined him up and shot him. That was in the news yesterday, and it's like, oh, this is so humanitarian. And now I'm reading the New York Times and others, and they're like, well, yeah, World Bank-run company, and they just say when they come into an area, oh, we're doing this to plant trees. It's for a forest. And basically, we've seen this over and over again with the UN, Agenda 21, UN biosphere zones. They go and enforce the indigenous populations out. This is incredible. Paul Watson, please continue with your report. Hold on, we're going to get you. You need to start over. I'm sorry, you weren't faded up. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the New Forests Company, which is a British company. Its primary investor is the World Bank. It's run by the current HSBC managing director. And also on its board of directors are several investment bankers, including one who worked for Goldman Sachs. Basically, they make money out of seizing the land of poor villages in Africa primarily, planting trees and then selling the carbon offsets to transnational corporations who can then, quote, pollute. And, of course, the cost is merely passed on to us, the consumer. And then afterwards, they just chop down the trees and sell them for timber anyway. So you've got this group, which is basically run by the World Bank. It's a World Bank front working in alliance with the Ugandan government and the army. They show up at villages, threaten people to get out of their homes. If they don't, they kill them. They set the homes on fire. And then they, for example, in this one village, which is mentioned in the New York Times article, the school where the kids were taught, which, of course, is very important in Africa where education's so lacking, the school is now the headquarters for this British sustainability company. So they ransack entire villages and towns. Farmers have the whole plantations destroyed. There's one case in a Guardian article, which is about the same issue, where the guy talks about, you know, he was growing bananas, he was growing sugar canes, he was feeding his children. Now he's, you know, the poorest guy there. And the malaria, malnutrition, all exploding as a result of this. And it's, again, it's neocolonialism under the guise of protecting against global warming. This is killing the African dream of development and a reasonable standard of living through global warming hysteria, which is all run by transnational banks and corporations who invoke this climate change con to raise villages and steal land so they can take a slice of this multi-billion-dollar carbon trading Ponzi scheme.
And Paul, as the 1948 British Royal Commission admitted, it was adopted by the U.S. government as policy on record. We cover it in Endgame. They said, if we let the third world industrialize, they'll stop having as many kids. But we're going to block them from industrializing. They're going to have a bunch of kids. But then we'll just mitigate with birth control and land use and use food as a weapon, as Kissinger repeated in 73 in State Department Memorandum 200. And so this is so cold-blooded, just like the carbon taxes in Copenhagen, we learned, were right at double what they would be on the third world, what they would be on the West. This is a death sentence by a bunch of eugenicists, but as long as they say they're liberal, it's okay. And trendies all over Austin have carbon offset stickers on their cars and pay money to these very groups so they can run around mass murdering black people. They love it, too. I mean, you tell a liberal, they're like, good, murder them all. There's too many. I'm liberal. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, progressives who hyperventilate about, you know, global warming impacting poor people the most and how we need to reduce our living standards, when global warming alarmism itself is not just reducing the living standards of the poor, it's starving them to death. I mean, look at biofuels. You've got countries like Swaziland and Haiti, where they're living on mud pies. You know, food prices double because all these transnational corporations
Paul,
are seizing
stay
the
there.
Land.
Stay there. We're going to Aaron. We're going to get him online now, but I want you to finish when we come back. This is part of a larger program, and I want to tie it in, as you were just doing, with the Copenhagen Treaty, with the biofuels, admittedly killing millions more every year via starvation. And you bring this up to a liberal trendy, they'll just go, I'm not a liberal trendy. Okay? I mean, they're really Nazis, and they love it. It's so much fun for them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Paul Watson is here with us. When you hear me start hyperventilating and getting angry and calling the globalists scum, I'm just being real. I am here basically attempting to get you to wake up and get out of your trance. I want to explain something. The eugenicists said in the 50s, Hitler embarrassed us. We're going to now say we're a green movement, and we're going to cut off the resources to the third world. We do not want them to develop, so we're going to let them overpopulate, even from their perspective. You can debate whether it's overpopulated or not. It's a cold-blooded, militarized attack, and now all over the world, I've been there, Mexico, you name it, they come in and force the people off their ancestral land who are living sustainably, in nature, happily. They herd them into the cities. They give them the vaccines. Mexico City's got 35 million people. Something like 20% of the children are born with a syndrome where their brain is underdeveloped, and they don't ever even talk or move. They're just vegetables. And the parents just take care of these coma creatures. I mean, you can look that up. That's even in PBS documentaries. Total toxic waste. It's the same thing all over the place. And then they build the cheap widgets that we buy that break before you even get out of the box. Most things, if I actually buy it on the road at Walmart, if I have to, breaks within 5 minutes. I mean, I'm shocked when I buy something at a Target or a Walmart that actually works more than once. I bought a bottle opener the other day when I was out of town, made in China. It's all they had at the gas station, and it didn't work. It wouldn't open bottles. It wasn't even the right size. It's complete idiocy with suicide nets around the buildings where the iPads are made. Now, they're forcing them all off into the big cities where they then have to go on UN UNICEF assistance. Then you give money to, help the starving black kids, and then that's vaccines and HIV. They've caught the UN adding to it, and sterilants and all this garbage. All this garbage while they block industrialization. It is an incredible death sentence. And this article needs to be gotten out to everyone. To everyone. I'm going to be reporting on it more tonight on InfoWars Nightly News at 7 o'clock. We're also going to get in tonight on the show to all these women shaving their heads for cancer awareness and men doing it and all the jogs and runs and events, but never talking about why is cancer tripled in most types. I keep saying doubled the last 10 years. I'm sorry. I went and looked at the numbers again, and on most types, it's tripled since 1980. Breast cancer right at tripled, other types, some have quadrupled, some are up sevenfold, tenfold, lung cancer in women, sevenfold, even though smoking's way down. By the way, I see disinformation campaigns. I was on Russia Today a few days ago, and I saw a commenter, it's always the same dummy channel, saying, Alex Jones is a liar, I checked his facts, Switzerland is not the wealthiest country per capita. And then I saw the same dummy accounts responding, going, yes, I checked it, he's a liar. I was debating, you know, globalism and neutrality and how neutrality is always a good policy, as George Washington said, with the host. And I thought, well, I've known that for years, but let me check and make sure I'm wrong. I thought Luxembourg isn't really technically a country. It's a parking spot for the elite. But per capita, it's not as wealthy as Switzerland. And I said, I know Norway's close. Boom, pulled it up. World Factbook, Switzerland. For more than 20 years running, the wealthiest per capita country, over $217,000 adjusted dollars, even more in Swiss francs a year. So I see this continued disinfo campaign, not by people that don't like me, but they admit they have these programs through Cass Sunstein, the White House PR firms, but dummy accounts with no information, just saying everything I'm saying is a lie. And it's a hoax. It's a hoax. So just look for that. And see that and know that web-wide, no one is attacked like yours truly. And I ought to be glad. At least they're just doing that, not killing me. Okay? They're trying to assassinate my character. And that's fine. Because I don't care about myself. There's no future if we don't beat these people. Okay? But when I tell you the UN's been caught worldwide hundreds of times adding sterilants to vaccines, I had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We're going to Aaron in a moment after Paul finishes. I had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on yesterday. I'd interview her 10 years ago, and she wouldn't say it's on purpose. They're trying to kill us, world government. Now she's read all the documents, the Rockefeller documents. Now she sees 13 different manufacturers, Merck, making their vaccine, 13 labs making it, all of them on purpose, clearly had the adjuvant bound to the full virus, not an attenuated, and it's really meant to implant the virus inside the DNA of the body. And that's what all the medical scientists who've looked at it are saying. And I said to her, is this not staged? And she said, no, it's clearly staged. I mean, boom, right there. People are really facing the horror. Only facing it. Only facing it is going to defeat these people. I mean, even 2 years ago, she wasn't going that far. Only facing it is going to defeat them, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so upset. Armed troops burn down homes, kill children to evict Ugandans in the name of global warming. And as Watson pointed out, this World Bank profit company that Al Gore and all of them are involved in, this company and other similar ones, and I literally see trendies all over Austin with, my car is offset. Like, I'm trendy. I'm driving a car, but it's offset. I'm paying thousands to these companies. And I've tried to talk to them on the street, and I'll say, listen, do you understand this is about population reduction? And they'll just say, I don't want to talk to you. And I'll say, come on, just let me talk to you on my iPhone real quick. Let me just explain. Okay, just look up the 1948-49 British Population Commission. Please, please. And they're just like, no, no, go listen to Rush Limbaugh. And I'm like, I'm not with Rush Limbaugh. They just will not listen. They do. And it's like, look, they're L.A. Times, 30,000 blacks fleeing one town, tens of thousands of dead blacks everywhere. They're hacking up men, women, and children. It's genocide. It's wrong. And they just go, I don't care. I am liberal. I am trendy. Obama launched it. The U.N. wants it. Give it to me. You people are sick, disgusting filth. All right, I'm sorry. You're a bunch of scum. And the high-up ones know what they're doing, but the mid-level, low-level ones are like modern 21st century neo-Nazis and are so brainwashed, they don't even know it with the hippie hair and the patchouli and the sandals. And they're just a mechanized army that's almost unstoppable. And they will not listen. They do not care. And I don't care if you got tattoos, sandals, cowboy hats. I'm not into how you look. I'm just saying, it's Paul, I know I'm ranting here. Finish your points about this full spectrum analysis, how it's a total shut off of world resources, which will make us all deathly poor, dependent on government, so they can force their way on us. But for the third world, it is a total death sentence. They're really moving. It's official U.S. and U.N. policy, and we've got to stop this mass murder. I know it's trendy and a sacrament for the left to kill brown people while you tell us to give up all of our rights and guns and have government health care to euthanize us, or we don't like brown people. I understand your guilt trip garbage, and I'm done with it. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I mean, you know, it was Obama's very first decision when he got into the White House to increase funding to provide abortions for black children in the third world. So, yeah, I mean, all of these liberals and trendies go about their business saying, oh, it's to protect the poor, to protect black people. And they're supporting the very people who are killing black people en masse, like the World Bank, you know, working with the Obama administration just last year to prevent developing countries from building coal-fired plants. They don't want them to lift themselves out of poverty. We're talking about 561 million acres of land, an area the size of Northwest Europe since 2001, that have been swallowed up by these transnational corporations in the name of preventing global warming, kicking people off their land, destroying farms, burning down homes. And it's a eugenicist assault on the third world, and it's coming home. This is why they want us to live in a plandopolis with meat rations and the fact that we have to apply for permission to the government to drive a car once a week. So it's all coming home. This is the plan they've got for mankind. And now the geoengineering cloud is up there conducting experiments, throwing sulfur particles into the atmosphere again to stop global warming. These people in their own documents talk about how they want a global planetary regime to sterilize and kill everybody. And they're now in the White House. They've got the multi-million dollar scientific budgets, and they're going to have their way.
And that's the thing, is that over the years, going to college and then being at events with media and going to smart growth conferences, I'd be like, you know, this is a death sentence to the third world. And they'll just look at you with these crazed eyes and go, it doesn't matter. You can't stop us, Jones. And the thing is, mid-level and upper-level, they know it's about a power grab and about killing people. And they're racist, and they committed. They said, how are we going to kill these black weeds, as Margaret Sanger said, and these brown weeds? And she said, we've got to pose as liberals to get their trust. These are quotes, so we can kill these subhumans. And they are so vicious. They are so evil. I've even talked to black socialists and people, and they won't discuss the abortion issue. It's their sacrament. It's their weird, sickening, disgusting, out-of-control power trip. And they'll even say to you, well, there are too many people. And they get off on it. Meanwhile, they're having their food manipulated, their water manipulated as well.
Well, I mean, obviously, as you said, you get to a certain level and they know exactly what they're doing. It's like Bill Clinton at the Global Initiative earlier this week says that, you know, Calderon stepped up to the plate because he helped plant half of the 1 million trees that their biodiversity agenda called for. What they don't tell you is that he also kicked off all these people from their land. Now they're living in absolute squalor and poverty and dying as a result of this. But, I mean, this is the agenda. This is why they want
to
reduce
world
population.
And headed their way from Mexico. This has been going on since the 80s. And so, in a way, again, I don't blame the illegals. They're just trying to live a better life. They were driven off their land. The point is, then they're brought here, put on welfare, taught to be anti-Second Amendment. These globalists have got to be dealt with, and they've got to be called out. Paul Watson, good job. I want you to get your report out to everybody. Please, 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 listeners, don't stand behind us. Stand right beside us. When you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, when you watch the newscast, when you download them and share them, when you share your passcode for PrisonPlanet.tv, when you spread the word about the show in alternative media, you fund our operation to continue researching and fighting and raising the alarm. We are the 21st century Paul Revere's. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, myself, my entire crew, you the listeners, you the activists. It is time to ring the alarm bells from every hill and mountain. It is time. We're sending our reporters to Bilderberg and to Denver for martial law takeover drills. I want to hire more reporters. I want to have reporters in different parts of the world every week. It's all possible when you fund us and support us by buying the T-shirts, the high-quality water filters, the shortwave radios, all the great stuff at Infowars.com. That is how you support us, and when you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Paul Watson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Coming up later, I'm going to get into this whole Palestinian statehood deal. This is all planned to blow up the Middle East and get World War III going. Okay, everybody wants me to cover it. I've covered it ad nauseum. Israel's not going anywhere. It's meant to start a big war. But you'll see. We're going to get to that coming up. Just absolutely amazing. Of course, nobody wants to talk about the 30,000 mostly black living in Flea Town, tens of thousands of dead blacks stacked up everywhere all over the country. Nobody wants to talk about that because it's not the cause celeb. It's not the trendiness. Now, going to Aaron Dykes. He's there with Darren McBreen. They filed incredible reports that are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, video reports, text reports. They're working with Kurt Nimmo. Those are going up right now. They've been to a bunch of drills so far. There's more drills. Just like in Chicago, the drill for arresting people and putting them in a FEMA camp, that's even Fox News isn't allowed into that. And we confirmed this happened in Chicago last year. That's in our film. We had our guys there as well. Aaron Dykes, tell us what you're witnessing up there in Denver.
Well, it's total planned chaos, of course, Alex. The whole drill is so gigantic that it's completely compartmentalized over more than 100 government agencies, but it's all coordinated at the top from Department of Homeland Security, who paid for the grant that paid for the entire massive tent location drill that's going on today.
Now, what's the main goal? We know they do these to create an illusion of a real terror threat to shut down many parts of the city and create fear. It's a federalization drill, of course. I know you talked to a Homeland Security official who said it's all federal.
Yeah, that's right. They did the grant, as I said, from the top down, and all these agencies are more than happy to be integrated into it, Alex. I would say overall this is a preparation for the very things Homeland Security told us to now expect from domestic terror attacks, including sports stadium locations, shopping mall locations, school locations, train station locations, and the rest of it, community college and elementary schools, Alex. And we've seen those all in the propaganda videos that get ready for that. And we were just inside the live school shooting drill, and they claimed it was a generic terrorist, but what it looked like was a returning veteran. He was dressed in fatigues, he had on gloves, he was a real kind of prepared shooter with an AR-15-type weapon or something similar.
Well, we know even the New York Times reports Explorer Scouts nationwide are, quote, trained to take on disgruntled vets and, quote, take them out.
Right. And then secondarily, they're using the trauma-based PSYOP against these children who they've made to participate in the drills. We're grown men over here, and we were a little shocked by the loud explosions and the shooting sounds inside the school. Meanwhile, they've got first and second graders and older children as well, evacuating the building and being subjected to these.
Yeah, every school in the country, a government training camp, is really a re-education camp. So you're saying they actually had the children in this one. Sometimes they don't even announce it to the children as young as five and come in and tell them they're going to kill them. All trauma-based mind control. Well, we're showing footage shot from the iPhone that's up at Infowars.com. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer right now, if you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars and watch it. We were just showing the SWAT teams running around in a school. What type of public school was it, and how old were the children?
Right. As I said, the children were as young as first grade, and this was Smedley Elementary School. Yeah, Smedley Elementary School. I have the address if you want it.
Unbelievable. We're seeing the footage here. So they had children as young as 6 years of age, first grade. going through this. And you said there were explosions, shooting. I was also reading that there's got helicopters flying around and troops. This is basically a giant fear op over the city.
That's exactly right. Of course, they publicized it ahead of time. They said, don't be worried. Get ready for loud explosions, smoke, and the rest of it. And so, again, inside the school, they had the fire alarms going off. They had simulated shots and explosions. It was very loud. They required us to wear earplugs. But at least they did let us in, whereas at the mall location, they were so paranoid from their top-down security that they wouldn't even let us in the parking lot without a little harassment. Whereas at the elementary school, they let us right in, and we were able to follow the SWAT team from a very close distance without any interference.
Unbelievable. And we're seeing the low-quality video you upload basically instantly. And we're going to get the high-quality as soon as you guys get back. We'll have reports tonight as well. I'm going to come back and let you finish up, Aaron. Then I'm going to go to Darren McBreen there on the ground with you as well. I appreciate you guys going on such short notice and the amazing job you do. Of course, folks, you've seen Aaron Dykes sitting in and hosting the InfoWars Nightly News and doing a superlative job. And also Darren McBreen with Man on the Street and other special reports doing an incredible job as well. And Rob Jacobson behind the scenes, Rob Dew, all the rest of the crew. We couldn't do this without them and your support. If you believe in this type of hardcore in the face of the globalist reporting, support us. Buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, all of it, and spread the word on the ground with that. And become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You can also go to InfoWarsNews.com to sign up. InfoWarsNews.com. More from Dan.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
More than 100 agencies are descending on Denver. They do this in many other cities as well. just creating this illusion that there are terrorists everywhere. You better give your liberties up. And, of course, the conspiracy theories have started. It's like, why is the Homeland Security guy talking to them at the mall shooting drill? And how did they get into the school drill? It's never about, hey, look, they got little kids training for martial law, and they're traumatizing them. It's always, we're Vatican assassins or something. Because you guys never get up, never go out, never do anything. Okay? Media's been blocked from some events, but not from others. And, of course, COINTELPRO always turns it back on us. So it's about us instead of about the events that are taking place. I know Dew and them got in last year because they went and signed up with the media and witnessed them training to take on the domestic groups. It's like I went to urban warfare drills. I remember in 98 and witnessed the Marines training to take our guns. And people then didn't say, oh, he's in the drills, he must be a globalist. Instead of responding to the drill, they said, oh, this is fake. The hovercraft, the troop-carrying ships, none of this is real. Any way you can not to address the issue of that the government saying terror attacks are coming, we're going to have to take your rights, groping you at the football stadiums, groping you at the malls. It's all happening. Now, going back to Aaron Dykes, Aaron, that is a good question overall, though. They're letting you into some events but not into others. You say you talked to some media folks who are, and that you guys are not allowed into the sports stadium, but they did let some media into this high school. So break that question down.
That's right, Alex. In fact, I wanted to address that. It's the compartmentalization, exactly like you would see if there was a 9/11 type event, where there's plausible deniability and ignorance. You could see the SWAT team guys were working hard, doing a good job, that kind of thing, the different agencies, but then their coordinators come and interrogate us, and when we were at the mall location, they had different security patrols, a local county one, one for the mall, and one for the federal, and they kept coming by asking us questions, even though we checked in as media. Now, we talked with a mainstream reporter while we were at the school shooting drill, where they were very nice, unlike the mall location, let us in. He said his fellow compatriots were at the stadium, they were at the mall, they were at the other location, including the Union station, the train station, and they were not given access to any of the events. They weren't allowed to see the actual visuals. They're up on a riser where they can film the general area, but they can't actually see what's going on. That was not the case at the elementary school. And I guess it's due to the compartmentalization, because they let us right in. And, you know, we, of course, identified as media and called media contact.
Yeah, well, that's the key to all this. Now continuing here, Aaron, I'm reading in the news about helicopters, bomb drills. More of that is coming up. What did you see along that line? I saw highway signs flashing that a security drill's going on. I mean, this is really just about creating the illusion that terrorism is the most dangerous thing in the world, when slipping on wet cement is about 1,000 times more dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. We've seen streets blocked off, particularly by the elementary school, by the mall. We saw the signs, the video we posted earlier, warning of the public exercise drill going on. That was all around the highways. Certain lanes were blocked off. What was also interesting was the state, local, and county-level vehicles all had giant, massive counterterrorism, hazmat, bomb drill, huge RVs set up as cordon stations at the mall location where they're planning for the shooting drill. Again, not taking out the shooter or preventing any deaths, but just blocking off the area and taking command and getting ready to, you know, make a big scene after the fact. Also interesting was they had the SWAT teams on top of these vans and up on the mall where they had almost a parapet, kind of a second-level location where they had SWAT prime for snipers and so forth.
Yeah, this is all a martial law takeover drill. For the public, it's for fear-mongering to create the perception the threat is real. But internally, it's all about threat fusion centers, Homeland Security, a full federalization system. It's like testing nerve endings. They're testing the takeover and take.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.